All right, if you're watching us stream live on their Facebook page that I just shared moments ago, you realize that it's Lance O'Brien. And today on the Inside Connection, breaking down the Medicare Advantage five-star plan and talking more about indemnity products to consider. Updated seminar, we're going to give you some of that information in just a few moments. But remember, that number, they're there for you every Saturday from the time the show starts until the noon hour, 888-818-MEDI, 888-818-6334. MediConnectInsurance.com. But we always begin on a lighthearted note before we drill down on things that will help you when it comes to Medicare. So let me just say good morning and welcome back to KDKA, Lance O'Brien.
Good morning. How you doing this morning?
I'm really good, man.
Good. Life good. Is... You're looking good, man.
I feel good.
You feel good?
Yeah, man.
Nothing better than that, right?
No. I got to tell you, losing the weight has kind of given me a whole new lease on life. And hopefully I never do that again. I mean, that hopefully that's happened maybe twice in my life over the last 50 years where I've gained a lot of weight, and I hope this is the last time.
It's easy to do. It's
Here's the thing. The last 3 years, and I'm not making any excuses because I was the one, you know, feeding myself more times than not. But when you're indoors, no, you know, socializing, you're on the radio or you're doing social media videos to where your home life has become a full-time job. Covering this pandemic and other things,
yep.
You look forward to that piece of pizza that turns into three or four at the end of the day, and you get off. Listen, I was off my routine.
Yeah.
And it took me, it's now about 8 months, so it's taken me close to a year to kind of get it going again. But if I can do it, anybody can do it.
Yeah, no, and it's awesome. I mean, how it makes you feel, and you maybe smile there a minute ago because Joe brought some pepperoni rolls in from the Downey house, and I don't know if you ever had those before, and I was like, I'm going to have just one. Nope, I had two. They're just so good, you know? You do the best you can, but no, it's happy to see you really looking good, healthy, and strong, and, you know, excited for this morning's show.
I am excited for this morning's show. We have a lot of things to get to on this date in history, which happens to be May 20th. So let's go back to 1932, truly an American hero, and I've always been fascinated by her story.
Yeah, so Amelia Earhart on this date in 1932 was the first woman to fly solo and nonstop across the Atlantic Ocean.
Pretty cool.
It is pretty cool. Have you ever been across the Atlantic?
No.
Yeah.
I've been told to swim the Atlantic. But you know, it's crazy. I've done a travel show for 3 decades, and there are certain places that I would like to go to. France would be one of them. Italy, yeah. But I don't know. I just have always wanted to lean in towards France. And the UK is another place that I'd like to go visit someday.
Yeah, I've been to Germany and Romania and India, actually, of all places.
Now, that fascinates me, too.
Yeah, I've been to India twice, so that was pretty incredible. So, yeah, interesting flight. I wouldn't want to do it by myself or nonstop. We had a couple layovers there to get to India. But, yeah, amazing. Elton John, this date in 1979, first Western pop star to play in the old USSR.
When it was the USSR.
Yeah, and that song just kind of wants to pop off, but I don't sing. So it's funny that this one, I just saw this come across my screen not too long ago, and I got pulled in, and then I couldn't finish it. But this day in 1989, Field of Dreams with Kevin Costner. Great film.
An absolutely tremendous film. And, you know, Kevin Costner had a heck of a role there for a while. He had The Untouchables. He had Field of Dreams.
Dances with Wolves,
which
yeah.
I still love to watch.
Yeah, I just watched that not that long ago. Great movie.
And he and I are kind of kindred spirits, you know. I feel bad, man. It's happened to him again after 18 years of marriage. You know, I don't care who it is. You just feel bad for people that go through this.
It's very, very difficult for sure. We just had one of our AM, Mark Clark, who you'll start seeing here in the future. They just celebrated 33 years of marriage yesterday, so congratulations to them.
So there are some good stories and some happy endings. That's nice. Okay.
Absolutely.
All right, let's talk about Connie Chung, one of my other all-time favorites.
Yeah, so this date, not so happy news for her, 1995. She was fired from CBS, and everyone was shocked.
I don't think they gave her enough time.
Yeah.
I really don't. I always liked her. Katie Couric did it for a while. I think Nora O'Donnell is great. But I think Connie Chung should have had a little bit more time. And obviously, I have really a lot of respect for her husband.
Yes.
Maury Povich.
Yes.
And they're happily married many, many years, so that's a good thing.
Which, coming from that world, it seems more difficult than the world you and I live in generally, right?
So no, not you. Me. I'm in that world. I get it. Because really, I mean, this is a job that takes you away more times than not.
Yeah, for sure, for sure.
And speaking of broadcasting.
Yeah, we got a lot of broadcasters, a lot of TV, movies this morning. This date, 2015. Can't believe it's been 8 years already. But David Letterman hosts The Late Show with David Letterman for the very last time. Speaking of 33 years, I didn't plan that. Speaking of 33 years, just amazing run.
And listen, Stephen Colbert's had a great run, but CBS for years, hit and miss. Merv Griffin, Pat Sajak, they all tried that slot, and it didn't work because Johnny was the king, right?
Yeah.
But because of David Letterman not getting The Tonight Show, he carved out a brand with CBS to where now they're probably going to have a show in that time slot long after Stephen Colbert because of the path that was started by David Letterman.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, he was my personal favorite of the people during that time. I just really liked his way of approach and humor. I thought he was great.
Well, listen, my next guest needs no introduction on Netflix. It's some of the best stuff ever. And Volodymyr Zelensky is happening at the G7 in Japan right now. He did an interview with him in the Ukraine that was absolutely in a subway station with a private audience that was just off the charts. But, you know, Worldwide Pants, his production company, they also have done a lot of other things, too, including Everybody Loves Raymond, which I never knew that, and I've been watching these old reruns.
Didn't know that either.
So David Letterman's a pretty smart guy.
Absolutely. And then last but not least, Cher.
I know.
Still turned looks great. 76 years old today, Rob.
You realize when she married Sonny Bono, she was like 19.
Wow.
And they had I Got You, Babe. I mean, they were massive pop stars. And then they went to television, speaking of CBS, and they had a hugely successful variety hour for a long time.
Yeah, no, timeless.
I know. She looks great. She still sounds great. Big fan of Cher at 76, and I'm sure going to be around for a long time to come. Now, the trivia question this week, and by the way, if you get it, 412-922-1020, you're going to get a gas card. But here is the trivia question.
Yes, yeah, speaking of Cher, when she released her first single way back in 1964, Rob, she had a different stage name. So Cher, when she launched her first single, she had a different stage name. What was it?
If you think you know, 412-922-1020. All right, seminars coming up. Let me remind you, you can go to MediConnectInsurance.com, click on the seminars tab, or you can call them at 888-818-6334. And they're standing by until noon today. Set up an appointment, never a charge for the services, but also reserve your spot at the following locations.
Yeah, Rob, so on the 23rd this week, we're going to be at the Holiday in Monroeville. Really big crowd for that one, as usual, but still a few spaces left. On the 25th, we're going to be at the Holiday Inn in Greentree on Greentree Road. And then on the 31st, Cranberry Public Library, Rochester Road in Cranberry Township. And then on June 1st, Upper St. Clair Rec Center. All of those are locations that we have great turnouts. We're going to also be in the following months, Beaver Falls, Harmerville, New Kensington, Pleasant Hills, Oakdale, Gibsonia. All the seminars are at 6 o'clock, 888-818-6334. To register, you can go to MediConnectInsurance.com, click on the live events, and Rob, the turnouts of these, the people that we're educating week over week over week, you know, it's just amazing. You think we see it all and we get something new, and there's just so many questions that people have as they're trying to figure out, do I keep working? If I keep working, do I have to keep my insurance? Can I go to Medicare? Do I have to go to Medicare? Just so much.
888-818-6334, 888-818-6334. Reserve your seat there or go to MediConnectInsurance.com and click on the seminars tab. Next segment, we're going to start talking about five-star plans and why you should be paying attention to what they offer. He's Lance O'Brien. I'm Rob Pratt. This is the Inside Connection, MediConnect on KDKA, 100.1 FM, AM 1020. All right, this is going to be a tough trivia question unless you give Dr. Google a call, but
I like that.
You know how it goes. Yeah. It is what it is, man. It's a part of who we are. It's all good.
Yep.
I tell you what, if I'd have had that in high school, maybe I could have got into college. Do me a favor. Talk to me about this trivia question again. Really unique one. If you think you know it, 412-922-1020. We're going to give you a $15 gas card, and then we're going to jump right into five-star plans. Go ahead.
Yeah, so as a part of our This Day in History, Cher turned 76 today. Shout out to her. And when she recorded her first single, released her first single back in 1964, she had a different stage name. What was her stage name?
All right, if you think you know it, 412-922-1020. Again, you want to call and make an appointment after everything we're talking about intrigues you enough to want to make that appointment? Twofold. Never a charge for the services, and we've got live advisors there until noon today. 888-818-6334, 888-818-6334. Lance?
Yeah, so we've been digging into some of the things that are happening in the region, some of the things that are affecting Medicare, and today I want to take a few minutes and talk to the audience about five-star plans. We talked about them some last year. We mentioned them here and there, but I think it's really important to understand what they are and how they work. So, Rob, when somebody goes on a Medicare, obviously they get the red, white, and blue card for their Part A and their Part B, and then they have to choose a private insurance. Well, one of the types of private insurance they can choose is a Medicare supplement, or some people know it as a Medigap. That would be your Plan N's, your Plan G's, your Plan F's. They have letter names by the plans. And when someone chooses that type of plan, Rob, it works directly with original Medicare. So Medicare's primary works the way it always works. And then the supplemental company just comes up and basically pays for most, if not all, of what Medicare doesn't pay. But when somebody goes to a Medicare Advantage plan, it's actually a completely different kind of coverage. It's offered by a private insurance company. They have to offer at least the minimum of what Medicare does, but then they're in charge of the billing, the approval processes, claims, all of that, right? So what Medicare said was, is if we're going to have these Medicare Advantage plans, we can't just kind of let them go and do whatever they want completely, right? There has to be some oversight. There has to be some management, if you will. And that's what the Center for Medicare and Medicaid Services did, Rob, is they actually created a star rating. So all the way from 1 star, which is not good, up to 5 stars, which is the pinnacle. And a lot of plans, they get into the 3.5 to 4.5 star range. But Rob, when someone reaches the top end, that 5-star rating, it really is an achievement for CMS or for that individual company. And right now there's 2 carriers locally that have achieved 5-star status. One is Highmark, the other is UPMC. Now, it's not on every single one of their plans, but within their plan suites, they have 5-star plans. So how do they achieve that status? Is it just by having affordable plans? No, there's a lot more that goes into it. So when they're rating it, it's actually 44 different metrics, Rob, that they go off of to reach this level. So it's member services is a huge factor. Are the customers who joined that plan, are they satisfied with the plan? When they call in with questions and concerns, do they get answers? Do they get them in the best way possible? It goes into benefits and claims. Like, does it take a long time to get approval for a procedure? Maybe they need an MRI or a certain surgery. Do they have to jump through endless hoops? And what does that process look like for them? What's the network access, Rob? Can they see the doctors and go to the hospitals that they really want to? So as you can see, it's really quite comprehensive in what they're looking at.
When you think of that being a stickler, a lot of people are like, well, we have great healthcare everywhere. But the idea about healthcare is having a one-on-one relationship where you feel the most comfortable. It doesn't always work that way, but I totally get, the older I get, why you want a familiar face across the table, especially the exam table when you're visiting your physician.
Yeah, absolutely. And that's where other things come up, like readmission. If someone goes in for some type of procedure for some kind of a medical issue, right, and they're discharged, have they actually solved the problem or do they have to have a readmission as a part of it? What's the mortality rate through the doctor and the insurance? What about the safety of care, right? So oftentimes 5-star companies excel with making sure their members are happy with how the call centers handle their concerns, provide timely care, effective care, and other great benefits. And here's the one thing, Rob, that a lot of people aren't aware of. When a plan achieves 5-star status, guess what that gives them?
What's it give them?
It gives the ability for people to enter their plan at any time throughout the course of the year on one-time basis. So let's think about this, Rob. We know we got the annual enrollment, right? We're going to talk, hard to believe we're halfway there again. almost, right? And that's a certain time frame where people can change plans. And then we have the open enrollment, where if somebody has a Medicare Advantage plan, they can review their coverage. But Rob, if a plan attains 5-star status, that means throughout the year they're open for anyone on Medicare to join their plan through the course of the year.
And that's good.
That's amazing, right? Because if somebody's in a plan that's not 5-star and they're not happy with how their services are going, the customer service angle, the benefits, the approval process, if somebody's on a Medicare supplement, Rob, and maybe something changes in their financial status and they're not able to afford the plan anymore, they could go to a 5-star Medicare Advantage plan outside of an enrollment period. So it really, these 5-star plans and having two companies have them here locally, Rob, really is a great benefit and advantage to the people of Western Pennsylvania.
You know, this question I'm sure we've answered, but I have to ask it. Somebody said to me the other day, hey, ask them at MediConnect, can I get Medicare even if I'm not getting my Social Security? And if so, how do I pay?
Yeah, great question. You absolutely can, right? So as long as you meet the requirements, you're age 65 or have had Social Security disability for 24 consecutive months, right? You can qualify for your Medicare. If you're not taking your Social Security, Rob, they're going to actually bill you quarterly. So you're going to get a bill in the month in the mail every 3 months. You send in your payment for your Part B. And that's how you take care of that.
So let me ask you, talking about 5-star plans and all the things we've been discussing and the big names like UPMC and Highmark and others, but there are many and we've had them all in here, great names like Aetna. My question is this. Medicare, and I'm seeing because I've been navigating a lot of the healthcare facilities in and around this region because of friends and family and what have you, and I try to listen, especially when it comes to insurance. Medicare seems to be the best road for people that are of 60-plus, meaning 70-plus. You get more coverage, it seems like, and copays aren't as steep, and there are more opportunities, more discounts, bells and whistles. So if more people would go on Medicare, would that help or hurt healthcare in this country? Because I think more bills would be paid, a lot of money wouldn't be left on the table, and the more money in the pie, it wouldn't be hurting the healthcare facilities. Because let's just be honest, even though they have money, when bills don't get paid, it does go back and it kind of can hurt their bottom line and moving forward with research. So more people on Medicare, could it actually help or hurt the system, not just Medicare, but healthcare? What do you think?
It's a huge question, right? So let me answer it in a couple stages.
Okay.
From a benefit standpoint, Medicare to ACA, the coverage with Medicare is astoundingly better.
It is.
Right. And the cost of the ACA is really expensive. The answer to your question really comes down to cost, right? It's how much is it going to cost? You know, could Medicare actually be able to undergird the amount of people, the influx, right? I would love to see the age, not just because I'm in the industry, but like the someone who retires at 62, Rob, that has to get coverage from 62 to 65 goes on the ACA. Their coverage, if they don't get any credits, Rob, they're looking at $800, $900, $1,000 a month in premium. There has to be a better way to actually do that, right? But the outcomes of Medicare are very good. So if we could get more people on Medicare and make it cost effective, I think it would be a win-win. But I do shudder with Medicare for all. Like, I'm not sure it would be good if we went all the way back to age 20. I think that would be a disaster.
Would
personally.
That be a form of socialized medicine?
It would be. It would be. And again, I mean, how do you pay for it? That's really the big question.
Well, especially when you're $31 trillion in debt.
Yes.
And you want Medicare and Social Security to be around long after you and I are here for children, grandchildren, great-grandchildren. And there's only so much of that pie to go around, especially when everybody's starving right now.
Yeah, but I will tell you, Rob, that we're seeing more and more people, and you know we meet with a ton of people turning 65 making this decision. We're seeing more and more people, even if they're continuing to work, going to Medicare because Medicare is usually more cost effective and it offers better benefits than their group plan.
Well, just that I've seen a lot of people that I know, hospital stays, and we're close enough to find out what the bottom line is.
Yep.
I'm getting older. I may be in better shape, but chronologically, I will be 67 in about 6 months and I'm going to be working for a little bit longer. So you know what? My company's been great to me. Take a little off their plate. and also know that I have the good coverage if something would happen to me on the back end when it comes to copays for hospital stays, doctor visits, medicines, and what have you. That's why you need MediConnect, the inside connection. 888-818-6334, 888-818-6334, MediConnectInsurance.com. We'll hit the seminars and get into a lot more right after this quick break, and Rob checks the news at the bottom of the hour on KDKA. All right, listen, we're going to talk about the seminars. It's MediConnect, the inside connection. And again, you can reserve your space at these seminars. You got to do it by calling 888-818-6334, 888-818-6334, or go to MediConnectInsurance.com and click on the seminars tab. Then we're going to recap some five-star plan information that you need, and then we'll continue with our next topic. But again, this is where they're going to be, and they're coming to a neighborhood near you. Lance?
Yeah, so on the 23rd, we're going to be at the Holiday Inn Monroeville Boulevard, 3936. On the 25th, we're going to be at the Holiday Inn Greentree, 875 Greentree Road. And then on the 31st, Cranberry Public Library on 2525 Rochester Road. And June 1st, Upper St. Clair Rec Center on 1551 Mayview Road. Again, full listing of seminars, lots coming in the coming months. So many people turning 65, so many people trying to weed through, should I sign up for Medicare? Do I have to sign up for Medicare? What about penalties? Just wanting to make sure that you make all the right decisions. You definitely want to connect with us at one of our seminars. And Rob, I guess we finally got a trivia winner this morning. That was a hard question. Just as a reminder, the trivia question today: when Cher released her first single in 1964, she had a different stage name. What was it? Today's answer: Bonnie Joe Mason. So shout out to Sean from Pittsburgh, right in the city, for being today's trivia winner. We'll get your gas card out to you in just a day or two.
All right, so let's finish up on five-star plans.
Yeah, so we started talking about five-star plans last segment and just how they really give consumers, individuals on Medicare, great service, the ability to get procedures in a good amount of time, the cost, the coverage, the satisfaction, readmission. I mean, there's a reason they reach this level. So I just wanted to circle back before we jump into something Sean and Lauren have been talking about over the last few weeks. But if someone needs extra help or coverage, so maybe you need more dental coverage right now and you thought, I'm locked into my plan, I need more vision coverage. Or maybe you're on a Medigap right now, you have a plan N or a plan G, or I'm going to talk in a few minutes about somebody who had a plan A that we met with as a result of the show and how we were able to impact them. But if your drug costs are high, you have a one-time enrollment every year into a five-star plan. You could get different coverage now, which could really help them save money. So definitely want to be knowledgeable about those five-star plans. But Rob, as good as these Medicare Advantage plans are, and we have been talking a lot about how they've come a long way, and we've got, you know, some plans out now that, you know, you got zero for your primary care, $5 to go to physical therapy. You've got copays for a hospital admission in the 200s, right? Like for your whole stay, you know, it could be $250, $275. You could be in there for 100 days. Like these plans have really good copay structures. Rob, there's still some holes in these plans. And let me explain what I mean by that. When I started the last segment, I said every Medicare Advantage plan has to be at least as good as original Medicare. Many times they're better, but there are some places, Rob, where they're just as good. One of them is when it comes to Part B drugs. Rob, Medicare differentiates between Part B and Part D drugs. Part D drugs, easiest way that I've always remembered, I try to get people to remember it. Part D, I go to the drugstore, I go to the pharmacy, and those are the ones I self-administer. Capsules, tablets, inhalers, insulins, right? Part B drugs, those are ones given by injection or intravenously, usually by a doctor or a nurse. And there's a ton of examples of these, Rob. But here's the one, obviously, that matters. I get cancer. I need to have chemotherapy, right? That coverage on a Medicare Advantage plan is the same as it is on original Medicare. And guess what it is? I'm responsible for 20% of the cost. So that means I'd have to pay on a Medicare Advantage plan 20% of the cost of every one of the chemo treatments up to the maximum out of pocket. So every one of these Advantage plans has to have a max out of pocket. A lot of times it's anywhere between $4,000 and $8,000, depending on the plan that you're in. Well, what some people don't realize, and again, Sean started this conversation last week and you were really enthralled by it when he was talking about the plans that can actually, you can get money back on your prescriptions that you're taking. They'll actually send you $10 for your generics and $25 for your brand names up to a certain amount. It's pretty amazing, right?
As much medicine as we take, that's a huge raise.
It is. So what people do is, you know, and again, it doesn't matter what you pay for the prescription, Rob. You could pay zero copay for the generic. They're still going to pay you $10, right? You know, so it's pretty amazing. And then if you have a hospitalization, you could use those funds for some of your other medical expenses. Rob, these are known as indemnity plans. There are plans that you can get where they'll send you money based on, and, you know, there's a lot of knowledge out there. You know, we've all heard of Aflac. It's similar to that, but it's for people with Medicare. Well, Rob, there's cancer plans available for the scenario I just mentioned. There's heart attack and stroke. Rob, one of the other holes in these plans, say someone has a stroke, Rob, right? Unfortunately, knock on wood, right? And, you know, they lose impairment. They have to go to a rehab place where they have to stay there for an extended period of time. Well, many times these Medicare Advantage plans, they cover the first 20 days in a skilled nursing facility. Not nursing home, but a skilled nursing facility. Once they reach day 21, Rob, they're responsible for almost $200 a day. So if they're in there for 30 days after the 20 days that Medicare covers, that could be another $500 or $600. Rob, there are ways for a fraction of the cost to actually cover these out-of-pocket expenses that could come with Medicare Advantage plans.
So let me just, because I've been spending a lot of time at the Hillman Center, obviously because of cancer affecting so many people. Can you actually have Medicare to where more times than not, you're getting the treatment and there's not money coming out of your pocket?
Yes. Yes, you can do it most definitely in the Medigap space, right? If you went with a Medigap, then you're going to pay your Part B deductible on a Plan G per se, and then everything else, which Part B drug, right? That's why I wanted to differentiate that a minute ago. Part B drug, instead of paying the 20%, the supplemental company picks that up, right? So, but also on an Advantage plan, you can get it covered for, you know, again, depending on age, zip code, things of that nature, these plans are not that expensive where if you had a cancer diagnosis, they would send you, if you get a $7,500 policy, they'll send you the money directly to cover that in case it happens.
So you're listening today, you and your spouse, and you're my age, 66, 67, and you're already enrolled, but you're like, you know what? Because we're getting older, we have friends who've had cancer. It's been on our conversation more times than not. Could I call today and set up an appointment, see if you can reroute me or get me ready for the next enrollment period?
Absolutely. And we had a lot of people call as a result of last week. And again, our job is to get the information out. It's their job to decide if it's what's best for them. But think about it, Rob. Allegheny County has the third highest rate of cancer diagnosis occurrence in the country. Third highest.
Well, I do know this. That may be the case, but because of the Hillman Center and these Allegheny Health Network cancer institutes, we are in a great place.
We really are. But one in three women, one in two men are going to have some kind of a cancer diagnosis. And we have great coverage here, or we have great doctors and hospitals and facilities here. Make sure you have the right coverage if that ever does happen, right? So, yeah, absolutely. We had somebody, like I mentioned before, they have someone who listens to the show. They called in, got one of our advisors. Name is Logan. Logan went out and met with them. They had a plan A, so they had a Medigap plan. What they didn't understand about the Medigap plan is they have to pay the hospital deductible, which, Rob, if you go into the hospital and you have that plan A, you're going to pay $1,600 to go into the hospital right off the bat, right? Because that supplement doesn't cover that. So went out, reviewed 5-star plans with them, like we just talked about a few minutes ago, right? Walked through what the coverage was with that. The entire hospital coverage on one of the plans that they look at was in the low 200s, Rob, for the whole stay. So $1,600 deductible, they don't even have to pay that anymore. Now they're in the low 200s. The lady was paying almost $300 a month for her plan A and her prescription plan. The advisor was able to get her on a Medicare Advantage plan, identified that she had something called LIS, stands for low income subsidy, which that reduces the cost of the Medicare Advantage plan. Rob, her Advantage plan is zero. It has a monthly premium. Because of her situation, it was zero. Got her on two indemnity plans that if she gets cancer, she's going to be covered. If she has any kind of admission for stroke, whatever, $87 total cost.
888-818-6334. Call now. They're there till noon. 888-818-6334. Because listen, dealing with cancer is one thing, but you don't have to worry when you're going to the mailbox.
Nope. No, and that's the thing. If you, because you know with that diagnosis, there's going to be stress. Again, whether it's cancer, heart attack, stroke, whatever it might be, there's always other challenges, and you don't want the financial piece to become a challenge. So there's multiple ways to take care of it. We never tell you this is the best way to do it, but we, what we will do is we'll sit down with you. We'll go over all the options. We'll explain how Medigap works, Medicare Advantage, how you can bring additional support to your Medicare Advantage. So if you're out there today, Medicare Advantage plan, family history, Rob, every 34 seconds in America, someone dies from cardiovascular disease, right? These things are very, very real. With the advancements in medicine in recent years, it's becoming increasingly unlikely that people will drop over, right? So they're going to have to deal with that when it happens and want to make sure that they have the right coverage should it occur.
By the way, your YouTube page has grown to over 1,000 subscribers. Pretty cool.
Yeah, in very, very short period of time. We're putting out the Medicare in a Minute videos. So again, if you're listening and you're looking, what is Part A? I don't even know what Part A is. They can go and they can watch a one-minute video, and in the most simple terms, they're going to get an overview. Part B, Medicare, Medigap, Part D, prescription drugs. It's amazing. Again, our goal, educate, educate, educate.
MediConnectInsurance.com. We'll come back. Lots more to get to, including we'll tell you all about those seminars. But they not only have the YouTube page, they've got their podcast, Medicare in a Minute. They've got the streaming show, KDK Television. But their foundation is right here every single Saturday between 9 a.m. and 10 a.m. It's the Inside Connection, KDKA. Lance O'Brien, Rob Pratt, back with more in just a couple of moments. Good morning. Remember, there is never a charge for their services. Set up an appointment, see where you stand. And again, they're there till noon today, as they are every Saturday from 9 a.m. until noon. 888-818-6334, 888-818-6334, MediConnectInsurance.com. Don't forget, call that number and reserve your space at their upcoming seminars, 888-818-6334, or go to MediConnectInsurance.com and click on the seminars tab. And here's where they will be, and they're coming to a neighborhood near you. Lance?
Yeah, so the 23rd, just a few days, we're going to be at the Holiday Inn on Monroeville Boulevard in Monroeville. On the 25th, we'll be at the Holiday Inn, Greentree Road, Pittsburgh. On the 31st, Cranberry Public Library, 2525 Rochester. Got to get that one out. I wanted to stay Ross Straver, where I used to live, Rochester Road in Cranberry Township. And then we're going to be through the end of June, Upper St. Clair, Beaver Falls, Harmer, New Kensington, Pleasant Hills, Oakdale, Gibsonia. If none of the dates work, when you go to the website, you can call in 888-818-6334. We can set you up with a one-on-one private appointment, either at the office, we'll come to your house, a neutral location. Again, education, you had mentioned our YouTube channel. You know, Rob, we're just getting a lot of demand for understanding how this all works. I spent Thursday and Friday doing two webinars for 51 financial advisors that have been reaching out to us from different groups and saying, can you really help? So we're educating them on HSA and Medicare. And Rob, there's just such a demand for understanding this in a way where decisions can be made and there's no confusion. And that's what we're doing.
Well, as we get ready to say goodbye, there's a lot of ground to cover before we do. So I'm going to get right back to Lance. But again, we have those advisors every Saturday there until noon. So call them. At least set up an appointment. Again, no charge for their services. Any question you may have, they would love to hear from you. 888-818-6334.
Yeah, so just as we wrap up the show, a reminder on the five-star plans. A lot goes into achieving that status, great customer outcome from a customer service standpoint, as well as actually health outcomes, cost, And if you're in a Medicare, if you're in a Medicare Advantage plan right now, you're not getting all the benefits that you need. Maybe you've been having trouble getting approval. Maybe it's costing too much. Again, if you're paying over $50 a month for your Medicare Advantage plan, we really believe you're spending too much. There's better values out there. If you have a Medigap right now with a prescription drug plan, your prescriptions are expensive, or you just can't afford the monthly premium of the Medigap, there are options. You should at least compare. Again, you make the decision, but we'll help you compare to make sure that you're getting the most bang for your buck so you can have the peace of mind. If you have a Medicare Advantage plan right now and you're worried about diagnoses because of family history, or you're taking a lot of prescriptions, then you may want to look into an indemnity plan for how those prescriptions can help cover a hospital stay or can take care of cancer should it happen, right? We want to just make sure that full coverage is there, best as it can be, at the most affordable rate for all the people in the state of Pennsylvania and beyond. You know, we're getting calls now, Rob, too, from people in Ohio, West Virginia that are listening to the show from Reach. And, you know, again, just really want to do the very best we can.
All right. So we got a handful of minutes left. Pirates, you happy?
Yeah. I mean, they started out great, you know, kind of hit a brick wall and they seem to be coming back a little bit. So excited about that. Jim Brown, I mean, you know.
Big story.
Big story. I didn't know, as we were talking in the break a little bit earlier, that he never missed a game. I didn't know that.
Never missed a start. Most 100-yard rushes of anybody in the NFL. He only played 9 years, retired at 29, three times MVP. How about this for your first season, 57, the year I was born. He comes in from Syracuse, rookie of the year and the MVP.
Amazing.
Leads Cleveland to a championship when it was then the NFL championship before the Super Bowl 64. The last one they would win in Cleveland until LeBron in 2016 and the Cavs won a national championship. And he was there handing off the Larry O'Brien trophy to LeBron James. But what he did more than anything was what attracted me more to him because of his social activism, of helping people as far as dealing with social injustice, civil rights issues, people of color. Many people don't know this story, and I've told so many because I remember watching it happen when the gang violence was at an epic proportion in the 80s in Los Angeles. He was meeting with these gangs to slow down the violence, and many people believe that he was credited for doing that, and he went into some really rough areas. So he had some trouble early on in his life, but he said that after he finally realized what his mission was in life after football, it was about every day waking up trying to do the right thing. And here is a guy, when you look at his body of work, he did more good than anything. And he is continuing, I think, to help people up until his death. And he will do so long after his death because of his legacy. And so many athletes that idolized him, Lance, are going to be following in his footsteps. Even people like LeBron James, who weren't even alive when he was doing what he was doing on the football field. So pretty incredible stuff.
Yeah, I mean, definitely on the football field. It's got to be on the Mount Rushmore of running backs right alongside probably Walter Payton and Barry Sanders, I would guess, something like that.
Well, you know, it's funny. I didn't mention Barry Sanders today, but if you talked, I mentioned them all because the ones of my era that I really remember, and Barry was a part of it, but not like Tony Dorsett.
Yeah.
Emmitt Smith was even past my time, but like Gale Sayers, part of Jim Taylor, Paul Hornung, and even Franco, they would all be the first to say that he was the NFL's first superstar.
Wow. Yeah. Yeah, I never got to. I should go look at some YouTube because I never saw him play, obviously.
Well, you've never seen a highlight.
I've never seen a highlight.
Well, do yourself. You're going to be inside on a rainy day today.
I am.
Go to the NFL Network. You'll see every highlight that he has ever been involved with. But the only thing I've never seen a highlight of him, I saw a highlight of him at Syracuse when he was playing football without a face mask. But they said the best sport, truly maybe one of the reasons he had such great balance in the pros as a running back, he was a All-American lacrosse player, too.
Oh, wow.
They say that was probably his best sport, and many people have even argued, and lacrosse is big throughout the high school districts in our community, that he may be the greatest lacrosse player in the collegiate level of all time.
Wow. I didn't know that either.
So, pretty amazing. And, you know, he went to Syracuse, and
they're a big lacrosse school, I know that.
And you also have to realize that the time that he was playing there, he was the only African-American on the team.
Yep.
And because of him, a guy by the name of Ernie Davis, who came in and died tragically as a young man, and then shortly thereafter, another guy came in to be a running back there who you may recognize by the name of Larry Zonka.
Oh, yeah.
Who is a power fullback, running back, just like that other guy. So Jim Brown really has such a connection. And Memorial Day's coming up. We're both Patriots. The movie The Dirty Dozen, which was that catalyst for his career, so much so that he called a press conference on the movie set to say that he was retiring from pro football because they wanted him to come to training camp and he didn't want to leave the movie early. And he ended up doing multiple movies, ended up doing like 40 movies. He made more his first year out of football than he had ever made in football. So the guy was a pretty smart individual.
Yeah, I bet some of those guys from the olden days wish they could fast forward to today's salaries, right? You know, they really, you know, beat their bodies up, all of that, you know, so.
But imagine 9 years, even though they played 14 games, but they played four or five preseason, he never missed a start.
Crazy. They had another Iron Man, too, there, didn't they, Joe Thomas?
Didn't he have
an amazing game streak
as well? Yeah, Cleveland lineman.
Yeah.
He actually commented on him as well. Look, even though this isn't the original Cleveland Browns, and the dog pound may be the same, but it's not Art Modell's team, everybody will always look at him as the greatest Cleveland Brown. Yeah. And they had some good ones.
Yeah.
Leroy Kelly was a great running back for them. You know, Bernie Kosar played there. I mean, so a lot of historic names, but there will never be another Jim Brown.
No, amazing.
And when I think of number 32, that's who I think of, Jim Brown. But I liked him as an actor, but I really loved what he did with Muhammad Ali and Bill Russell and, of course, Kareem Abdul-Jabbar. Do you realize three of the greatest civil rights activists of all died within months of each other? Harry Belafonte, Bill Russell, and now Jim Brown.
Wow.
All right, listen, thank you for the time today. Always a pleasure.
It's great to see you.
You just put the ball right on the tee and I swing away.
There you go, buddy. It's great to see you. Appreciate you and hope you have a great day.
I will. 888-818-6334. 888-818-6334. 888-818-6334. MediConnectInsurance.com. Set up that appointment. Never a charge for the services. Those live advisors are standing by right now. And you realize fans of Jim Brown are all becoming Medicare age right now.
Yeah. Yeah, this is the year.
Those of us who were there when he did what he did on and off the field.